Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
America, good evening. Good evening, America. Welcome to 2014 version of Amongst Friends. Happy New Year, happy Kwanzaa, happy Christmas, happy Rosh Hashanah, all that. And again, welcome to Amongst Friends online radio show, where we discuss love, life, and relationships. So let's get started. But before we get started, I would like to say a Happy New Year to our hosts, Deidre, Brittany, and I want to give a shout out to Jeff, who's under the weather right now. So I hope my dog gets better. And also, before I go any further, there's an announcement that I would like to make. At some point soon, we're going to go from 9 p.m. to 8 p.m. So we don't know exactly when we're going to do this, but it's coming soon, and we hope our Amongst Friends family still tune in to the show. So let's get started. The topic is, since it's the beginning of the new year, we're going to talk about what you did sexually in 2013. So the topic for tonight is 2013, your sexual year in review. Okay? So from January to December, I want everyone in the Amongst Friend Family Nation to, you know, reminisce, put on your thinking caps, have some wine, have the candlelights, and we're going to try to reminisce a bit, okay? So, everybody ready? Brittany, you ready? Deidre, you ready?
I'm ready.
Everybody, y'all ready? Okay. And so I have 15 questions, so we're going to try to go through the whole 15 questions in during this time. So we're going to do as much as we can. Okay. Here's the first question, America. The first question is, who was that person that gave you the best sex? So the best sex you had in 2013 was, you don't have to say, you don't have to give the person's name, give the person initials, whatever, and tell us what made that person or persons special. Who wants to go first? They're all raised at one time.
I'll go first.
Okay.
The best person and the only person that I slept with in 2013 was my boyfriend Jerome. So he would obviously have to be the best person in 2013. And I think what made it so special was because of just the bond that we've had. We've been together for a really long time. So it's not like I'm just, you know, sleeping with a random or, you know, just a cut
buddy. You're not sleeping
it's
around
actually,
the room. Thank you. I'm
no,
glad
it's
that
actually
you're not.
Some emotion. You know, some emotions there. There are emotions there.
Oh,
so. That's what makes
my baby growing up. My baby growing up. Oh, poor boo boo. Oh, I'm sorry. Family, I'm sorry. Let me do this. I forgot. You have to forgive me. It's 2014. So you can hit us up if you want to call in or if you want to chat into the group. Our phone number is 760-683-2662. The number again, 760-683-2662 for our new members. You can also hit us on our website, blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Or you can hit us on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. So forgive me for not putting that information out there. It's 2014, so forgive me, and I'm still code. So, okay, so Brittany, her and her boo-boo, she was the only one that they did it with. I'm glad. I'm happy. Deidre.
I mean, like, you really want
me
to tell my
business? You know, it's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. Stop playing. You know I was going to come to you with this. Stop playing.
Okay.
So run your mouth.
Ain't nobody playing. So I'm not gonna go and tell my business or who I was sleeping with or whatever and all this kind of stuff. What I'll say is, I was able this year to spend some time with a certain someone, and it wasn't so much a sexual thing that was all that was great. It was the time that we spent together, because he made me feel like I was the only person in the room, and we had a standing engagement.
What is a standing engagement? What is that?
So
I mean,
like,
were y'all like?
So that meant, like I said, it wasn't a sexual thing, and so like once a week, we would link up and we would spend time together.
So that was the standing engagement, both of y'all. Spending quality time together at your spot or at his spot. Once a week, though, Deidre? You said once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, was that like long distance or y'all were just workaholics?
There were other things that were going on that we were not able to see each other on a regular basis.
Okay. So you were basically a workaholic in all this. Because, baby, I know you like the back of my hand. I know you like the back of my hand, babe.
Well, apparently you don't. Because if I didn't say I was at work, so we were unable to meet on a more frequent basis, then why not let that be that? Let it be that there were some other things going on, and we had a standing engagement that once a week we would see each other and spend some quality time together.
Okay, sweetness. You make it sound like it was kind of like a militaristic thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Okay. If it worked for you, if you liked it, I loved it. Long as you have fun with whoever.
Stop trying to figure out what I'm doing with my business. How about that?
Because you know why? Because you sound real, real like, I don't want to say shady, but you sound like you're like real, real reserved. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't nobody reserved, but what I'm saying is I was in a relationship for a very short time in 2013. And the importance for me is more about the quality time of making me feel a certain way. And so I'm going to call you up and say, hey, I want to see you. I need you to make me feel good.
Okay,
and it not be sexual.
But boo, that sounds nothing. That sounds 190% sexual. If you come over there and say, and Brittany, if I'm wrong, you know, point me out. But it just seems like when you said, when you called him and said, come on over and make me feel good, that sounds real rank.
No, it don't.
It don't.
No.
See, if I came, Deidre, if I called you, or Britt, if I called you and said, hey, girl, what you doing? I need to feel real good. I'm coming over. What would you say to that?
It can have a number of different meanings, but I think I have to agree with you, Q. On first thought, I would think it was sexual.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, but so that's where I need y'all to get y'all minds out the gutter that everything doesn't have to be sexual.
But okay, it doesn't have to be sexual later on, but in the beginning, that sounds
No, it doesn't. So let me just say this. I am in control a lot of times. I have control issues. So I want things a certain way.
Really?
Shut up. Anywho, so I'm single by choice. Does that mean that I don't want to feel special or have somebody think about me and make me feel a certain way? Absolutely not.
And of course not.
So for me, because I like to control things, if there is someone who is willing to say, Deidre, you want a little companionship that's not necessarily sexual, but just someone who you can be brief with, you know, about a bad day or whatever, then I'll be that person for you. That doesn't mean it's sexual. It's just I wanted the time. I wanted the intimacy. I wanted to be able to have someone that I could see on a regular basis, and if I wanted to watch a movie with them, if I wanted to go out to dinner, if I wanted to just sit at the house and just talk, we could do that. And it was scheduled because not only do I have things to do, they have things to do. That's not sexual. That's intimacy.
Okay. That's not intimacy. It's intimacy. It's a militaristic booty call. It's a militaristic booty call. Because no matter how it turns out. If he just came over or you came over to his crib and y'all just chilled, whatever, yay. But from the beginning, it sounds like, look, I want you to come over, but this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. It's like an outline of how you want your evening to go. And the simple question is that romance?
Of For me, it is. I know what my love languages are.
Okay. We gonna have to agree. We're going to have to agree to disagree. You, my boo for life, you know I love you like a Turkish sandwich. But, baby, we need to talk. We need to talk. T-A-W-K. We need to talk. Okay. Second question for everybody. What were some of the things, if there were things, that y'all discovered sexually in 2013?
Say that again, Q.
What were some of the things you and your partner discovered sexually in 2013? I mean, did y'all, I don't know, watch a movie and saw a position that y'all were interested in and wanted to try that? Did y'all incorporate more porn into your behavior? Was there a third person or another couple, you know? Or did you or your boyfriend wanted to, mess with somebody on the side while you knew? No?
No, we didn't incorporate anything of that nature. And more probably because I was pregnant the entire year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't really incorporate anything. Maybe we'll try something this year, but 2013 wasn't the greatest sexual year, I should say.
Babe, Britt, come on now.
I'm being completely honest.
You were pregnant. I don't know if you heard about the rumor or the myth, but it's true.
I mean,
about my pregnant cat. Pregnant cat is woo-hoo.
When I say it wasn't the best sexual year, not that the sex wasn't good. It's just that we didn't have a lot of sex this year.
You're not going to blame the pregnancy. What you're not going to do is blame the pregnancy.
I would have to say that is the reason. But it was not because I didn't want to. It was his fault, actually.
How was it his fault?
Because he wasn't comfortable having sex all the time. Because I was pregnant. Most guys would have sex with their pregnant girlfriend and be okay with it, but for some reason he wasn't crazy about it. Like, he wasn't comfortable with that. I don't think, I mean, I can let you talk to him about it, but I don't know.
Tell him to call into the show, because I need to talk to that man. I need to talk to that man. I mean, so do you think, I don't want to say, like, I don't want to come off as mean or negative or anything, but do you think he was turned off because of you were pregnant, or did he feel that, you know, the sex might hurt the baby in some way?
At first it was the sex might hurt the baby, and then it was one time when we had sex and he actually hurt me. And I think since then he was afraid to do that. But then after a while, I just assumed that he was probably turned off. But he was saying it was because of hurting the baby, and I tried to explain to him that he wouldn't hurt the baby, but he still wasn't going for it. And I think, like I said, after the first time where at one point where it was painful for me, he was like, no, I don't want to do it. So I can...
Okay.
It was more...
I think it was more mental or psychological than emotional or physical.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I
said
it wasn't a great sexual year for me.
That's understandable, and I'm sorry, but it's your fault because you were hurt. Deidre Boo?
Dude, I already explained my situation. There's nothing to say. Why don't you just tell everybody about what it was that you and your booski
We're not going to talk about me tonight.
Now we can stop that right now. You want
to
get up in
Nobody wants to know my business. Nobody wants to know my business because everybody knows
okay.
me. Nobody
so,
really
like
know
I
yours.
Said, you're not going to ask no questions that you ain't going to answer. So if that's how we doing it tonight, we can go on and stop the show tonight and we can just talk about
really? That's
2013
how do?
In review. Absolutely.
That's how you're going to do?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Gosh, I wish this ninja would talk about what have you done and all this kind of stuff. We want to get in your business, but then you off limits. Nigga, please.
Because I said we're going to get in your business. Isn't that what it said? We want to get in y'all business. We didn't say we want to get into mine.
Oh, hell no. No. That's not going to work. Okay, America.
Okay.
So I guess tonight's show is going to be real short because DJ's going to clam up like a clam that's holding on to a pearl for dear life.
That's crazy. Okay. We're gonna put the focus on me a bit, and even though it's not about me. Okay, so Quentin, the best sex you had in 2013 was, everybody knows it was lying to Jesus Christ. Everybody
okay,
knows.
Just like everybody knows that Brittany and her baby daddy was having sex. Hence
well,
the baby.
Okay. So, question number two. What were some of the things you discovered sexually with your boo in 2013? Y'all just waiting to hear this answer, huh? Y'all so nasty. What we discovered sexually in 2013? Well, for me, I might have to tell her to call the show. Okay. Okay.
Will you stop ducking and diving and go ahead and say what you going to say?
Okay. So we moved, for an example, we moved into our new home last June. So out of all the rooms that, let's just say we blessed the room. We blessed the house. All except my son's room and the patio. So we basically blessed the house. Another thing that we did, and I think we incorporated more, is the word toys or more enhancements into our sex life, do I need to go into details, like what type of things?
If you'd like to share.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's see. Because this is embarrassing, but okay. Like handcuffs, rope, what else? What you call them things? Paddles, collars. What's that thing called? I forgot what it's called. But yeah, we went shopping, and that's one thing. We went shopping for stuff. I've never did that before. It's usually that I go shopping or she goes shopping. But it was like the first time that we went and got stuff together. So I guess that should be enough, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, thank you, Pookie. Jesus Christ. So, are we ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question number 3. Were there any times or sessions when you wanted to throw rocks at your partner? When y'all was getting it in and you know that he or she, you know, usually bring it, but this particular time, it was lame. Were there any times? And if so, what happened? What you do? Did you punch him in the face?
No. I said something about it. I didn't get physical, but I was just like, really? And I wouldn't even say it was lame. It was just one of those moments where I think he just came too fast for me, and I wasn't ready for that.
Hold up. Say that again, Mama. I think I kind of lost you. What did you say?
I said he came too fast, you know, like he busted a nut
too
quick. And I was just like, really? It wasn't that it was just sex was bad. It's just like it was,
Britt, that's
it
your
was
fault.
Quick.
Britt, that's your fault. Excuse me.
But,
that's your fault, Britt. If you've been with your man for a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you've been with your man for a minute, and most of the time, you know, y'all do it after he comes after like a 20-minute span, and this time he do it in 2 minutes. That's your fault, babe.
Explain.
And I tell you why. You know why he know why he did it?
Why?
Because you was pregnant. And I told you about that pregnant.
But listen to this. This was after I was pregnant. This was after the pregnancy. So could it have been because we hadn't had sex in a while?
It could be.
And I was just like, what the? Okay. Yeah, I was just like, it wasn't bad, but it was just too short. And it was, yeah, I wasn't too thrilled. But
poor baby.
We joke about that. Like, we can laugh at it, instead of, like, me being pissed off or whatever. It's something that we just laugh at because it's like, what the hell?
Y'all,
like, really?
Y'all,
but, I mean,
y'all can laugh now.
Yeah, we can laugh about it because it's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm just like, really? Get off me. But, you know, yeah, it's something that we can definitely laugh at and get over.
and just
cool.
Do it again.
We have a caller. We have a caller. We have Sugar Babe from Fort Washington. Sugar Babe, are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
Hey, good evening. How you doing? Welcome to my friends.
You?
I'm great, great. So, what's on your mind, Sugar?
I was just trying to respond to the question you asked.
Now, which question was it?
The one
best?
You just asked, huh?
Were there any sessions where you wanted to throw rocks at your partner and bust him in his face?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Spill the beans, mama. Spill the beans. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, girl. Tell me what happened. Hold my hand.
You know, while you having sex, love, or whatever you want to call it. And everything, when you start out, everything was good. And then it just got soft. And it just was like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? I was wondering, did I turn them off, but I had nothing to do with it. It couldn't have been.
Oh, come
on. And I
come
just
on.
Wanted to kick them through
come
the wall.
On. Come
yes.
on. Come on. Come on. Don't do that. Don't do
uh-huh,
that.
Man. Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't put that all on him. Don't put that all on him. Come on now. Both
okay,
of y'all are at fault for whatever reason. Both of y'all at fault.
Now,
it
was like he knew he had to come and take care of business. So it could have been, he might have already done something somewhere. So what you think?
Oh, quick, by himself.
I don't know, wasn't with me.
Oh. Sugar Babe, come on now. Come on now. See, this is what happens. This is what happens.
What happened?
This is what happened.
Tell me what happened.
Okay. The question to you is, when was the last time, prior to the little soft episode, when was the last time y'all did it?
It was like 3 days before that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 3 days before that. I don't know what to say. Maybe he had a lot of stuff on his mind.
Why attempt to do anything? And you can't perform.
Because he wanted to. Maybe you brought it up to him. You're like, they spent 3 days, Bob. Come on, let's do something. Maybe he was into it physically, but not mentally. Because you know, sex is 90% mental and only 10% physical. So if the mental ain't there with the physical, it's not gonna work.
Okay, so why attempt to do it if you're not going to be able to follow through?
Because you're his girl, and men are sexual.
Mm.
Men are physical beings. So here's my question. So what happened when he couldn't, you know, get at attention, when he couldn't get hard? What'd you do?
I just stopped and looked at him. And
you ain't helped that man out. Sugar, you ain't helped that man out.
I tried, and wasn't nothing going. He kept trying. He just kept on. To me, it's just like a strenuous thing. You just trying your best, and it's not going to get hard. So why keep trying?
Because you're his boo, and you're supposed to help him with that.
Okay, well, I said I was trying to help him. So, well, I mean, hey, sure. He couldn't get it together.
So the question I have is, did he make it up, like, two or three days later, did he make it up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, there you
but
go.
But I wanted it then, you know what I'm saying? Because you started it, I wanted it then. So don't, you know.
You can't be greedy.
You understand
sugar.
What I'm
Jeez.
Saying. Don't act like you're on.
You can't be greedy. You can't be greedy.
No.
The man redeemed himself.
Okay, so,
be happy with
but,
that.
Right, you're right. But guess what? Don't wake me up to it if you can't. You understand what I'm saying? If you can't accomplish
yes.
what you came to do, don't wake me up out of my sleep. Don't wake me up.
She
get me all riled up. I'm dreaming about it in the middle of the sleep while you bothering me. I'm waking up to it. And you're not going to finish? No. Mm-mm, that's not fair. But I got to get up and dress up and put the heels on and dance all over the place? No.
That's a whole new different episode, boo-boo. That's a whole new different episode.
Well, I'm just saying, why do I have to feel that way?
But that's
you woke me up.
Man.
You woke me up, number one. You woke me up out of my sleep, crawling over there fiddling and faddling. So.
Hey, I can just give you my opinion. Maybe he was ready when, you know, but when y'all started. But you know what it is? Maybe he had to pee.
Maybe he had to pee.
Maybe he had to. Hey, it's that. Maybe you had. Hey, it happens to brothers sometimes. You know, when we. First of all, it's not funny.
Now you know
so,
when y'all have to pee. You know how you are when you have to pee.
It's between trying to get it in and gotta pee. Sometimes you just gotta be like. You know, you're going to have to hold that pee later and just trying to get it in. That's how dudes work sometimes. I'm sorry. That's a. Sugar, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. You're funny as I don't know what to. You're funny. Thanks for calling, sweetheart. You have a good evening, all right?
Thank you. You too.
All right, girl. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So. America, that's the first 30 minutes. We have a few more questions to go. So if you want to call in like Sugar did, our number is 760-683-2662. Or you could hit us on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Or you could hit us on our Facebook page, Amongst Friends Online Radio Show. Did I say, okay, yeah, we're ready. So, continuing on with the questions. Our next question is for the panel and our host and our guest, too. In 2013, what was your sex to masturbation ratio? Was it 3-1? Was it 1-1? Was it 70-30? What was it? For me, I'm gonna put myself out there. I'm not a big masturbation cat. I hardly do it. So I guess for me, the sex to ratio thing was probably like 90-10. 90 means like more sex. I'm not a big masturbation cat at all. So I don't want to say it does nothing for me, but. I can't do without it though. But that's not for me to do. Anybody else want to tell the truth?
am going to tell the honest truth. I do not masturbate.
You
so, I don't. It's kind of, no, I don't. I do have some toys and things that I used to use, but I guess because I was pregnant, and I'm sure pregnant women do these things, but I don't know. Maybe I was just thinking differently, but no, I don't. I mean, I've thought about it, and it's really weird for me because I know that, you know, you really know how to make you should know how to make yourself feel good, you know. For instance, if a man is not hitting your spot, you're supposed to be able to show him how to do that. So you should know how to pleasure yourself and make yourself feel good. But for me, it almost reminds me of trying to tickle myself. Like, I'm a very ticklish person. If someone else tickles me, it feels I laugh. But when I tickle myself, I don't laugh because I don't make myself, you know, it doesn't bother me. And I kind of compare it to that. Like, I don't really think that it'll do anything for me if I try to pleasure myself. It may, but I don't do it. I think I might have tried it, like, a couple times. That was a long time ago.
Okay.
I just depend on my guy. But like I said, I got some toys and stuff that I haven't touched in a while. So maybe I'll try it. I know. But it just doesn't do it for me. Then again, I don't really give it a chance, you know? So come back to me on that one.
I will.
I have to stick some things out.
Oh, my God. We have another caller, America. Oh, my Lord. My very significant other. Lord, she's going to tell my business. She's going to tell my business. Lana?
Yes.
Hi, boo-boo.
Hi.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Pookie, can I ask you one of the questions that was asked a few earlier?
You need to ask her all the questions.
Okay.
Say that one more time.
I said ask her all the questions.
I got to ask her all the questions?
Right, so
no,
we can make sure she wasn't fibbing.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. So, Lana, question number one. The best sex you had in 2013 was with what person?
With you. You were the only person I had.
Thank you, baby. Ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you.
What she said was you was the only one, so I guess she ain't going You got a point
so
of reference.
He was the only one in 2013, so of course he would be the best because he was the only one.
Right, he's
you,
the
baby.
Only one.
Thank you, boo-boo. Thank you. Okay, here's question number two.
Okay.
What were some of the things you discovered sexually in 2013?
What were some of the things I discovered that I liked or didn't like? Or just discover, period.
Discover, period.
He learned she didn't like having sex with you. Now I'm just joking.
See, you trying to get me in trouble.
What'd you say?
Trying to get me in trouble. One thing I've discovered was pain. I really enjoy it.
Oh.
When you say pain, what does that mean exactly?
I'm talking about as far as like floggers and caning sticks.
Caning?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's like it's really, really long. Well, it's not all that long. Well, it's long enough. And it's made of wood. Some of them are thick. Some of them are thin. They vary. It's like a long, thin paddle.
The hell you want? You want somebody to spank your bottom or something?
Quentin, why you get quiet?
I'm not saying anything. I'm letting the lady talk. I'm letting the lady talk. I'm letting the lady talk.
Lena,
yeah,
you like you, mm-hmm. You like to be spanked with a with a with a with. Okay.
And
okay.
I discovered that I like things as far as choking and gag balls and stuff like that.
Something is seriously wrong.
Hey, why some gotta be wrong? Why some gotta be wrong?
What in the world? You getting hit and choked out? What kind of mess is that?
It's not choked out.
I know you didn't say. I know you didn't say that that was natural.
It is natural.
It's natural to us. I'm not talking about as far as hitting, getting hit, like getting punched and stuff like that. Nothing like that. But
okay,
as far
but
as
where
like,
did you draw the line? I mean, first you got a stick you being hit by, then next thing you're choking. I mean, next thing you know, you're going to be getting beat the hell up.
No, it's not going to get like that.
You're like, what?
Oh, my gosh. One of the chatters just said that they love being choked and candle wax poured on them.
I like that, too.
What is going on with y'all?
As a matter of fact, our comforter needs to go in the cleaners because it has candle wax on it. I can't get it out.
I like hair pulling.
Huh?
I like hair pulling.
Hair pulling, I like that. Yeah, that's nice.
That's totally
it's the
fun,
whole
what?
Aggressive type. Like,
okay.
Ooh, yeah. Aggressive.
Yeah.
Aggressive sex. That's what I like.
Next thing you know, y'all gonna be talking about, oh, I like it when he pee on me too.
Oh no.
Oh hell no.
Oh no.
Talking about golden shower gonna bomb.
Hold up, maybe I'm missing something. Did Brittany say she was interested in that stuff too? Or was it Atlanta?
In what?
Oh, maybe I heard. I thought Brittany was saying she was like being like a little. She went into the candle wax stuff too. That's what I thought.
Oh, no. I tried the candle wax. I was pouring it on somebody, not 50 in Portland.
Oh, okay.
You so nasty.
Candle wax is nice.
Okay, so Lana, the next question before, you know, you tell any more of our business is...
Well,
hey,
you asked. Go ahead, I'm listening.
What was your sex to masturbation ratio?
What was my sex to masturbation ratio? Maybe like 90... 10. I don't like to masturbate because I can't, nothing happens when I do it. I try, but I can't climax when I'm doing it myself. Well, the only time I can is when I use the wand. That's the only
wand.
Time. Yeah, as far as like my hand and all that stuff, that's not going to work.
Hey, y'all do know what the wand is, right, y'all?
Ain't that some big, fat, massager-looking thing?
Yeah, the Hitachi wand, uh-huh. That's the only time I could climax if I'm masturbating.
See, that's a problem. See, you're not used to being hit with whips and chains and all this kind of shit. You can't
even touch yourself
and get away. I'm just saying.
Oh my Lord.
It sounds like it's problematic. I mean, you know, God forbid that you not with Q anymore and you by yourself. Now what you going to do? You just going to sleep with random dudes? No, now you
going to die.
Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
No, not going to do that.
She going
to
die. She going to die.
I'm going to die?
Yeah, you're going to die.
What?
You're
going
to die.
Because you know what? Because it's like, if, and this is a huge-ass if me and Lana break up, the next dude is going to be in trouble. The next dude going to be in trouble because of the stuff that, you know, we do. And if she finds some dude and, you know, and he tells her or she tells him what she into, he might look at her crazy and be like, you know what, I'm gone. I can't do this.
So I'm definitely gonna make it
harder for the next person. If there's going to be a next person, and they ain't, they won't. There's not. That lady right there, she with me for life. For L I F E. I don't care. It's true.
Lord.
It's true.
So, Lana, do you be using a stick on him, too?
No.
What?
What?
No.
We really
going to
fight this to happen.
I'm just saying.
He's not going for that.
don't even play with me like that.
You don't like a little pain?
No.
Mm.
Pain like what?
Well, the same kind of pain that you're being.
No. See, that's the stuff that we do. The pain is not for me. It's for her because that's what she loves.
Mm.
And my thing is, I just like inflicting the pain. Hallelujah, praise He.
Lord Jesus.
Okay.
So Deidre, so you never gone that far, or Britt, y'all never gone that far. You never thought about it.
The hell I'm gonna have somebody hit me with a stick for?
It's not like the stick is going across like your legs and your neck, something like that. It's going against like your ass and.
It making it tingle.
No. How about you use your hand, and that's about all we're going to go for.
Well, everybody uses their hand, Deidre.
Okay, and so we're gonna go with the majority.
Deidre, what about, like, blindfolds and nipple clamps and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Nipple clamps too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's just when you start hitting me with foreign objects is where we have a problem.
Okay.
It's not foreign, it's made in America.
Oh my God, listen, really cute.
Listen, let me tell you something. You pick up a stick in any proportion, you got a problem.
It's made in America.
Okay, and
Lord. Okay, boo-boo. You told our business too much.
You asked the question.
Actually. You want to tell the world anyway.
No. I didn't want to tell anything. You and Brittany made me tell it.
Okay.
Is this someone about me?
Please. How are you going to say
y'all
this?
Know my
2013 Sex in Review, and then you're going to sit on the phone and say, oh, I'm just asking the questions. Boy, bye.
Exactly. Because I'm the main host. I'm the lead host. And I can ask all the questions I want without answering.
I don't care if you was the man who invented sex. You going to answer some questions.
I didn't invent it. I like to think I perfected that sumbitch, but I didn't invent it.
Well, anywho.
All right, boo-boo, thank you for calling.
Okay, that's the only questions you have.
I got a whole rack of. You want to stay on the whole time?
No. I'm not going to slow. I'm not going to call y'all. Lines up.
Please.
So that's the only question.
How you gonna call our lines up? Please.
Because you may have other callers.
Right. And that's a perfect time to let our callers know that you can call us at 760-683-2662. Press 1 to put yourself in the queue.
Thank you, pretty. Lana just answered the next question I was going to ask. Shoot. My next question was, what was the most deviant thing you did with your partner in 2013?
And that was letting you choke and beat her with sticks?
I wasn't beating her with no stick.
Okay, you was hitting her with a cattle prod. Okay.
I don't want to talk to you no more. You make it sound like I'm just beating her to death too. You know, I'm just taking a hammer and just beating that down.
Well, you might. No.
No.
She,
no, baby.
You just like pain.
No, baby. Yeah, but that's the pain that you. It's pain that you enjoy. It's just like sex. It's just like sex when you're stroking and you're stroking hard and fast. That's pain, but it's something that you enjoy, right? Or like when your man is going down on you and you bust, but he's still eating. That's pain. But hold up, don't be wooing. That's the type of pain I'm talking about. It's not the pain where I'm going to draw blood and huh?
That's not pain.
It is pain. What is it? If it's not pain, then what is it?
It's pleasure.
Exactly. And that's all what it is. Pleasure, but it's kind of it's pain is it's pleasure in that pain. Like going back. If your man going down on you, and you know you have an orgasm, and he keep eating you, you be like, I can't do it, I can't stop. Isn't that pain? It's the good pain, but it's pain regardless, right?
Mhm. Say so.
Okay. Oh, maybe we need to get through. Okay. Okay. Next question, America. If there was one thing you want to change sexually about your partner, what would it be?
Ooh, can I answer that question?
You sure can.
I would change the fact that I would actually have a partner.
Go to sleep. Go take a nap.
That's what I would say.
So you tripping.
I'm just saying.
Peter, you had a dude, so.
I did.
Okay. Okay, when you had your partner, when you had, you know, dude, What thing or something that bothered you that you was like, you know what, if I had one wish, I could change this? Did you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just thinking. I wouldn't change anything.
Oh, you just you just think it.
Yeah, I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change anything. I'll just
exactly. Okay. Britt?
Yes.
Did you get your question?
I don't think there's anything that I would change sexually about my significant other. Only for the fact that he does any and everything.
Y'all nasty. You little kids.
I mean, there are some things I'm sure he wouldn't do, but I probably wouldn't have an interest in it anyway. But he pretty much does everything.
Well, yay.
So...
Well, yay.
At this moment, there's nothing I would change about him. I'm sure there's a lot of things he would love to change about me. I know there
like
is.
What?
But I don't think that he thinks I'm not freaky enough. I think that's what he thinks, that I'm not. Because he wants to do, like, threesomes and stuff like that, and I'm still, I don't know if I want to do that.
You ain't
and
there,
then he
you
like,
ain't there yet.
And then I'm also one of those type of people where, like, I don't always initiate everything, and I think that he wants me to be more, you know, like, me just out of nowhere, like, start sucking his dick or something like that. You know, like, guys like that. I'm not like that, so I think he wants me to be, you know.
More,
he
wants you to be more of a take-charge person.
Yeah, exactly. He wants me to take charge more and initiate sex more. And that's something I know that I should do, you know, to keep things spicy and keep it going. So that's something that I need to work on, especially to make him happy. I know that I need to do that.
No, you need to work on that.
I do, because I'm more of, you know, like the submissive person, and when it comes to sex or whatever, and he seems to always initiate things, and then like he'll try to start something, and then I'm one of those type of girls too, where it seems like I cheer the mood too much, because I might say no, don't do this or something, and he'll be like, all right, you just cheer the mood, like, so. I need to work on that too. But to answer your question, at this point right now, there's nothing I would change about him.
We're cool.
Okay,
cool.
What would you
change? Cool. What would I change?
Mm-hmm.
What would I change? I don't know if I would change anything. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I would change anything.
I think you need better questions. You're supposed to be able to answer a whole bunch of stuff.
Why? Like what?
I'm just saying. How many people are going to realistically say, I would change the length of my man's penis, or I would make my girl's woohoo a little bit tighter,
woo-hoo,
or I'd make her breast a little bit bigger? I mean, that's just going to cause some problems. So then they're going to be like, well, so you don't think my dick is big enough? You don't think my stuff is tight enough? You don't think my boobs are big enough? Like, why would you ask a question like that? I don't understand.
Easy. You sit and you just answered it. Duh.
Okay, but if I'm with you, then I'm accepting everything about you. We can make it work. That's the whole point of trying new things.
Hold up, what? Okay, see, no, the question was, right, what would you change? Some of the things that I would change
about
sexually.
My partner.
About my partner?
Yeah, that was the question,
right? What were some of the things I would change?
What I'm saying
Here's one. I think if, because, you know, Lana reminds me of what Brittany said. I think when we get around our friends, and our friends are mostly, we're just sexually open people. You know, we will talk about anything. And Lana is, she's not there yet. If you know, she's not there yet. We'll talk about it, but as to like if we like dig further or have like real talk, you know, she won't reveal a lot of information. Even this is our closest friends, and one thing you know they say is like, stop being scared. Say what you gotta say when it comes to like sex and intimacy. So I think, you know, she's not forthright. She'll say something, but you know, she really won't go into detail. I guess that's it.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yes, that's perfect. See, now that it's out there, that's something that y'all can work on.
Man, please. We've been working on that thing for a minute.
Okay. Some things take time.
We've been working on that thing for a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Next question. What's your opinion of PDA, which is, you know, public displays of affection, and how often do you and your partner engage in PDA?
I'm okay with public affection. And we do kiss in public. We don't be tonguing each other down or nothing like that. But we display some public affection when we're out. But when it comes to social media, he is not really into the whole PDA thing when it comes to social media. I'm okay with it. But...
Why isn't he a big proponent of, you know, online, whatever?
I don't know. That's a great question. I try to figure that out for myself, because in his last relationship, he was into it, and now it's like, oh, I think, like, I don't know if he's worried about people being in our business, although, I mean, I don't think people will be in our business based on photos or something like that necessarily, but I don't know what it is. I'm still trying to figure it out. Because I'm okay with it. You know, I'm not going to be online posting a bunch of photos of us all day, every day, but I don't mind showing off my man.
And like you said, you know, like a little kiss. Well, like a little hug, but none of that, you know, that tongue action, none of that. You know, we are trying to swap all type of spit and stuff.
No, and I see people do it, especially white people. I see them do it, like, all the time. Like, matter of fact, recently I saw this couple. I mean, like, they were tonguing each other down like the world was about to end. And it was just kind of like, okay, really, like, get a room, like, we were in a restaurant, you know, and although we were in the bar area, it was still kind of like, okay, like, you don't need to be going on. And they were going at it for a minute. And it was just like, okay, you know, like, more than likely y'all leaving together, so you don't really got to be down each other's throat like that.
Yeah. White people do that shit all the time. I mean, ugh. Like, ew. Get it wrong.
Right. It's too much.
I mean, you know, like when me and Lana are walking, you know, I'll kiss on the lips and I just smack her butt. Yeah. Is that a little bit over the edge?
Yeah, he does that too in public.
Wait, there you go. We good.
Smacking up a butt, and I'm all embarrassed. I'm like, oh my god.
Well, Hoogie, don't take this the wrong way, but you got a honey, hallelujah. Yes, you do, girl. You got a little onion. If I was her, I'd be smacking that too, hallelujah. Yes, I would. Yes, I'm off the hook, really.
You off the hook, man.
I'm not off the hook. I'm just saying. So, America,
no, it just
we have.
Me off God, that's all.
Huh? I mean, don't you smack them on anybody or something? Because that's what Lana do to me.
Yeah.
And if you say Q, you got a big butt, we fight.
I was just gonna
Deidre,
say that,
shut
that
up.
Rope,
Deidre,
rope
shut
rope
up. Shut
that
up.
That rope behind you have, sir. Your butt bigger than mine. You got an onion. What you say now?
Oh. I'll wait. Oh, get it all out the system. Get it all out the system. It's all gone. We good? Okay. America, we have like 17 minutes. So if you want to get in on the conversation, our number again is 760-683-2662. You can hit it on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Or you could hit us on our Facebook group, which is Amongst Friends Online Radio Show. And we want to thank the callers who have called in and gave their opinions, gave their ideas, told their business, ran their mouth. So we love it. We have 15 minutes. So if we have some more callers, come on and call us. So
okay.
Our next – uh-huh.
America, uh-huh. I just want y'all to know that you got more booty than both me and Britt put together. Hey, it's a song. It's a song that when Q come in the room, it automatically start playing. And it's called He Got a Dunk. He Got a Dunk. He Got a Dunk. Okay, I'm done. He got a dump. Okay, I'm done.
America, don't believe what Deidre said.
Oh,
America,
yes,
it is so not true. And I've known Deidre since 98. And not once has she mentioned it. But now it's 2014, and she went around her mouth. What kind of thing is that, America? What kind of thing is that?
I'm just saying. It was an observation that needed to be put out there. That's all.
Okay, Boobie.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. So here's the next question.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry, just one more question.
Sure. Go ahead.
In 2013, did anybody have any outside sex?
What's outside sex? Sex outside? Yeah.
No, not this.
Yes.
Sad face.
Yeah, we did. We did. Okay. It wasn't. We was down. We was down Solomon Island, Maryland. For those who don't.
Okay. You got a little Woody going on?
Huh?
I said, you sound like you got a Woody or something. Calm down.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just had a
flashback.
Reminisce about that, and 'cause that was funky. That was real funky. And
so
she initiated it. I just want you to know she initiated it.
All right, go Lana. Whoop whoop.
Anyway. What are you dreaming about?
I want another story, but it's all right. Continue.
Okay. This is just okay. Me, Lana, and about two or three other couples, we go to this place called, it's like a weekend getaway. It's called Solomon Island. It's like an hour and a half drive away from the D.C. area. So we always get our room. And our room has a balcony. And it overlooks it's like a wharf area over there where people park their boats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a scenic area. So, you know, during at night, you know, when we turn off all the lights, and we go outside and we go to our little balcony area, you know, and we just get it in. We have our little drinks, you know, and we have our little alcohol. Well, she'll have a little alcohol, and we just get it in. And it's private. Nobody can see us do anything. And we be rolling. R-O-L-L-I-N apostrophe. We be rolling. So, that's it. If you want to go with us, holler at me. Of course you got to
get your own
room. It's fun. It really is fun. It's me and about two or three other couples. We all meet someplace, or we all have a cookout or whatever, because they have a grill area. We'll have a cookout. They have crabs. You can get crabs dirt cheap. And we we all have fun. We drink, play games, whatever. But, you know, and when it's that time, people go to their own rooms. You know, we have our own private moments, and we act a fool. And the people at the hotel we go to, they know us because we go there. I think we went to Solomon Island about three or four times last year. So, and a rack of us go. So, Britt, if you want to go, you and your boyfriend want to go, DJ, you and your man want to go, holler at me. You'll have a good time.
Will do.
We'll have a cool time. Spades, music, spades, cookout, spades. So, So can I ask another question now? I mean, we have less than 5 minutes.
Go for it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you, sweetness. And this question I found in one of the other groups I'm in, and it got real, real deep. So that question is, do you tell your now significant other of your previous sexual encounters, or do you just leave it all in the past?
I leave it in the past.
If your significant other asks you, well, you know, I know you're not a virgin, so let's talk about, you know, your personal life before we linked up. Do you say, okay, well, what you want to know, or how much do you want to know, or do you say, you know what, leave the past in the past? For fear that what you might say may intimidate him or her.
I say leave the past in the past.
Leave it in the past.
Because I don't really care about who he slept with before me. And I don't see why he should care either. But he asks me all the time. But I don't feel like it's any of his business, honestly. Because we're here now. We're not, I mean, what difference is it going to make if you know who I dated before you?
Well, it might be. It might be some type of, because he wants to know if he or she wants to know if he or she measure up to you.
I wouldn't be with you if you didn't measure up.
Exactly, and I don't think that, I don't know, I just kind of feel like that kind of stuff don't matter. Like, I can see it on some stuff like, have you had a sexual experience easy for, something like that, but not on some, oh, who did you sleep with before me, like, so what do you need to know for, like,
no,
does it matter?
I don't think it's going to be that, well, who did you sleep with, but it's something along the lines of, well, within the past, let's say, within the past 3 or 4 years, how many boyfriends have you had or something like that?
No, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But I've gotten the whole, who did you sleep with?
Uh-oh.
And it's like, why do you care?
Yeah. Because stuff like that.
But if you want to know how many people, you know, I'm cool with that.
Stuff like that is, I guess, when someone asks you stuff like that, it's an ego and it's an intimidation thing, you know. So
you
that stuff is, when somebody asks you that, you know, he may want to be extra nosy or be like, you know, or just have this little bias towards you. Oh, you slept with him. I can mess with you, you know. We got people in the world who do stuff like that.
Right.
What you think, Deidre?
Don't ask me no silly question like that.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
Wow.
Okay,
Lord,
so let's... Huh?
Go ahead. No, I'm just saying, I don't think that that's an appropriate question.
So if your boy, if your dude that you're interested in, or interested in you, ask you that, you'd be like, none of your business, let's keep him over.
Absolutely. You got a problem with it? Okay, on to the next one. On to the next one.
Okay, so... Now we're going to talk about online relationships. So, has anybody indulged themselves in an online relationship in 2013?
No,
not
sir.
Me. Not me. Nobody?
No, sir.
Is that Star?
Yes, it is.
Tell Star to stop. All I know is we got a few more minutes left.
You said stop all that for it, though.
He said shut it out. Okay, another ratio I want to talk about, and this would be the last question because we got 3 minutes left. The sex to romance ratio. Sex to romance. How much of the sex that y'all had was romance, and how much of it was purely physical? Or were there romance at all? Because it seems like romance is starting to be an obsolete thing in relationships now.
Right. I don't know that we had romances last year. I don't think
not
we had much romance.
Not much. Like I said, I didn't have tons of sex last year, sadly. But
me neither. Depressed.
It was purely knock down, drag out. Come here, girl. Boom, 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 boom. Get his and he go to sleep.
Maybe like once.
Okay. If you really have to wrap your brain.
It was a bad sexual year last year, I'm telling you.
Oh, baby.
Believe me.
Baby.
I know. I feel bad for myself.
It's okay. Deidre, you have the last say.
I had some romance.
Well, yay! Clap, 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 hashtag.
You silly. It was a beautiful thing.
Clap, clap, clap. Hashtag clap, clap. Hashtag yay. Hashtag my boo-boo.
You silly.
Okay. Well, America, the time on the wall says we got to wrap this up. So, again, I would like to thank our hosts. I'd like to thank our callers who called in with the information, Sugar Babe and the Boo, my boo-boo, and who else called in? So thank you for calling in. I think we'll be on 9 o'clock again next Wednesday. And, again, that's it. Thanks for calling. We will see you next week. Toodles. Need to take us home.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got topics causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, for the ladies, for the men, just 21 or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like, come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, fab or combo. Amongst friends, fab or combo. Grown up sexy baby, grown up sexy baby. Amongst friends, fab or combo. Amongst friends, fab or combo. Grown up sexy baby.